I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Thanks so much for tuning in After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We are pleased to welcome from Arrowhead Stadium, Pete Sweeney, who is the host of the pre and post game show on 610 Sports in Kansas City and also the managing editor for Arrowhead Pride. I hear Philip Rivers talk about how they weren't dejected on their sidelines and that they knew they had to come back. But what about the sidelines for the Chiefs once this game was over? It had to feel like a gut punch.
Yeah, it's been a different feel, I think, since a few weeks ago with all the Kareem Hunt fallout. You definitely noticed a difference between the two teams. I think it started in the Raiders game where there certainly was a little bit of a lull and only continued on to the Ravens game. A lot of people, you know, don't look at that Ravens game close enough, I think, because the Chiefs were really ready to lose this football game. It took two fourth down conversions by Patrick Mahomes for them to will them in the Ravens game. And then you get to this game, and again, they come out fast, but then as the game continued on, it just seemed like it was slowly but surely getting out of their grasp. And I think toward the end of it, you know, Philip Rivers and just the way they won, and you see the two-point conversion, receivers wide open, it just really takes the steam out of everything that was happening at Arrowhead Stadium and around Kansas City, because to be completely honest, Kansas City today earlier it felt like a party, and it felt like a foregone conclusion that the Chiefs would win the AFC West, and of course that was not the case.
Certainly the Chiefs defense at times has given up big plays, has given up points. We've seen that before against quality opponents. But what happened with them offensively, especially on that last possession where they just went three and out? They have a false start. They take a big sack, and they're off the field that quickly to give the ball back to the Chargers.
Yeah, really remarkable. And it's something I think you could look at Andy Reid. And I don't want to kill Andy Reid because I look at him, and to me, this is one of the better coaches in the history of the National Football League. But you do have to look when you're evaluating anybody, and one day he'll be judged to go in the Hall of Fame, so on and so forth, at what their weaknesses are. And to me, for Andy Reid, it's sometimes late games against good teams and clock management, and then, of course, the playoffs, you know, and that would lead you to believe, okay, big games. And you would hope, I think at that point in the game, he has Patrick Mahomes, and again, they do have some players missing, but you would hope that they would have that he would have the confidence to be aggressive and go win the football game like you would see the Chargers do a few minutes later. But yeah, got real passive there and gave the Chargers the ball back with about 3 minutes left and the timeout, and you know, you had a chance right there to win it, and instead you decided to open up the door.
Pete Sweeney joins us from Kansas City. He's the lead writer for Arrowhead Pride and the Chiefs pre- and post-game show on 610 Sports in Kansas City. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. I know that, as you mentioned with the Baltimore game, it was a little dicey there because you had a drop ball by Pat Mahomes. You had, you know, the opportunity for the Ravens to come in and steal that game. And yet Mahomes talked about after they'd won how incredible it was and how you take every victory and a win is a win is a win is a win. And now how much different is it a week later?
I mean, the Chiefs are lucky to have that game because you look at the landscape of the AFC and the AFC West. If the Chiefs wind up losing that game, which they should have, right now the Chargers are in the first seed in the conference, and the Chiefs flip down all the way to the fifth seed based upon how seeding goes in the NFL. And now they're in a situation where they could win out and still maintain first overall seed. But the next matchup is a Sunday Night Football date in Seattle. And if you watch Seattle this past week on Monday Night Football, you know that's not going to be any easy win. And it just, man, it's funny because I feel like tonight's game is a microcosm of kind of how the season could be, where you think you just have it in hand the entire time, and all of a sudden it just gets taken from you.
I was impressed with the way that the Chiefs put pressure on Phillip Rivers. Not only 5 sacks, but also 12 other quarterback hits that were constantly in his face, which I guess makes their time of possession and their ball control even more impressive. But the defense certainly was able to get to him a few times and come up with a couple of turnovers.
Yeah, that's the best thing that's going on right now for the Chiefs defense. I don't think it's a very good unit, but at the same time, what they've come on in the past few weeks is with the pass rush and the front seven. Chris Jones and D Ford have been the best players for the Chiefs, and if the Chiefs are going to do any damage in the playoffs, they're going to need the guys, those two guys at the top of their game. And I think in the secondary, I think that's where they're really, really weak. And the thing I did notice in the first half, it was the return of Eric Berry. Eric Berry looked like a breath of fresh air when it came to tackling. I think the secondary, the Chiefs struggles to tackle, but he did leave in the second half, and it did feel like, once again, there was a lull. And, yeah, to me, the best part of the Chiefs' defense is the pass rush. That even didn't seem like it was as good as it was in the first half. Maybe it's a short week. Maybe these guys are tired. I think luckily for them, now they get 10 days off as they eventually prepare for Sunday Night Football.
Yeah, it was great to see Eric Berry. Personally, I was so happy that he was able to be back on the field. He did say that it was pre-planned that he would not play in the second half, just for people who were watching. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio with Pete Sweeney of Arrowhead Pride from Kansas City. So the Chiefs are still in a really good position. As you point out, they still control their own fate. Who now can give them a jolt of confidence? They've taken this hit like a gut punch. Who is the guy who's going to stand up, or the guys are going to stand up and say, okay, everything that we still want is available to us?
I think it's Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. If you go back to the Kareem Hunt situation, it was a closed-door meeting that eventually was revealed by Therese Paylor of Yahoo Sports, where Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid essentially stood in front of the room and said, we can still do this. I think they're going to need another jolt of energy there. And you get energy back, too, I think, from the additions of both Spencer Ware and Sammy Watkins re-entering the lineup on offense. And then if you have Eric Berry and he can actually go a full game and he's willing to try that for you, I mean, I think it will make a difference in both energy and really his on-the-field play. And so, yeah, of course, now you're in a little bit more of a daunting position where things can really unravel, but at the same time, it's still in your control. So now just set the tone and get back to Seattle, take care of business, and then all you have to worry about is the Oakland Raiders, who have been kind of the joke of the NFL Week 17.
Before I let you go, I know that it turned out to be a loss, but they did lead almost the entire game. That crowd was whipped into a frenzy. I've never been there for an NFL game before, but I have been on the sidelines for a Big 12 championship, and I will never forget the cacophony of sound or the fact that I couldn't feel my feet at halftime. But what was it like to be at Arrowhead on this primetime Thursday night atmosphere with so much on the line?
Just a loud, loud, loud atmosphere, and you could really even hear it through the television tonight. Like, to me, that's the best part of Arrowhead Stadium, is just how loud it gets. What's interesting about that is, even though it is the loudest stadium, I think, in the NFL, the Chiefs haven't been great there in big games, especially when it comes to the playoffs. Going into tonight, they had won 9 games in a row at Arrowhead Stadium. The best part, though, and then I would say the coolest part more so than the noise, is as you're driving up to the stadium, it's just a cloud of different barbecue smells based upon the tailgates. Like, tailgates are a very popular thing in Kansas City, and that is the certainly the best part of it.
That's awesome. Great. Now I'm hungry, Pete. Thanks a lot. All right. You can
get yourself some food. I appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, you can find Pete on Twitter at PG Sween. So Pete Sweeney is the editor-in-chief, the lead writer of the Kansas City Chiefs for the Arrowhead Pride, and is also on the pre- and post-game show on 610 Sports in Kansas City. Thank you so much for a couple of minutes. Good to talk to you.
Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.